It's delicious, y'all. It's a juicy kaboom.
Yeah, bro, bringing you music from the time everything made sense, post-pandemic, post-problems, post-war in Ukraine, when life made sense. That is your mid-morning jam. That's No Diggity by Dr. Dre, Blackstreet, as well as Queen Penn. Speaking of queens, we have a queen in studio for today. Joining us live from the Fresh FM studio is Letitia. Hi, Letitia, how are you?
Hi, Arthur. I'm good. How are you?
I'm always good. Good to have you back in studio. It's been a minute. How have you been, by the way?
I've been doing good. I've been resting and taking care of myself.
Yeah?
And yeah, just loving and learning about my brain and about music and just jamming out.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've been doing that.
Awesome. Now let's dive into the music. Now, how's the musical journey been so far?
Working with amazing band members is amazing, and always being in spaces where I learn from other Namibian musicians like yourself. And also just consuming a lot of content, good content.
Yeah.
You know, good music and listening with an ear. Not as a person that's not a musician. I am a musician. So when I listen, it fuels me. And that's how I enjoy my day. And it's truly something that I look forward to do.
Exactly. Yeah. Awesome. And I know you, and I've noticed there's a change, like a small changey-key that I've noticed. And I think it's cool. You're becoming the person that you've always wanted to be.
Woman.
Yeah. Not that.
Hey,
no.
I'm an adult now. Awesome.
Now you're going to be having a show. This is next week, Friday.
Yes, at FNCC.
At the FNCC. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yes, I have amazing band members, like I said, Tukunda S. West, that's going to open for me as well.
Okay.
And then, yes, I'm going to sing my original music, more of it, new songs that no one has heard before, and then also some golden oldies for the people. Yes, and I'm excited.
Awesome. Now, how does one get there? Do we have to pay entrance? Do we have to give our limbs? How does one actually get
to be there? Yes, you
have
to buy a ticket. It's $80 in advance. You can get it at Cafe Prestige. And then it's $100 at the door. Yes.
$100 at the door. So
yes.
Like a penalty of $20.
Mm-hmm.
Now, throughout your like this past few that you've been working, who have you been listening to, and who has been your biggest influences with reference to music?
Etta James.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I really am listening to more Namibian music as well. But ultimately, it's just the jazz, more jazz. I've been consuming more instrumental music and lo-fi beats and stuff to learn about music outside of lyrics. But then I've been really enjoying Erykah Badu and Jill Scott, and Drake. Yes, why not?
Now, you did mention listening to music besides the lyrics. Now, let's dive into the lyricism, or lyrics and lyricism in itself, and to you and your music and writing music. Mm-hmm. How's the journey with reference to writing music? You did mention that you are going to be doing some songs and no one has heard of before, right? And I'm assuming there's been experiences now in life where you're like, okay, I can write about this. So how's been the journey with reference to writing? We can dive into some of the songs that you've written so far.
I write out of necessity, I'd say. Sometimes I'd be doing something random, and then I'm like, oh, that, and then I hear something in my head, like a melody, and then somehow I would just, you know, pay attention to what I'm feeling, and then express that and release that. Also, sometimes it would be stuff that I would read or want, and so I think of my music as mantras, as, you know, affirmations, all of these, for you, do it for you, and like love and light, and like, if you know me, you know. So I like to express those things, so when I sing these things, I, you know, I attract them to me. And yeah, I think that's important.
Awesome.
And I've been also being so with emotions, it's sadness, it's happiness, it's everything. So it's just being my authentic self and showing up in my music as, you know, as me as I can.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I just really say what I, or sing what I would say, really. And yeah,
awesome.
And some songs don't even have meaning. It's just catchy. And I liked the word sharp or young and saw it. And then I run that over and over and over. And then it sounds good. And then I'm like, yep, a lyric, that's cool. So yeah, that's about the creative process for me.
Awesome. Now you're going to be doing two of your own original songs. Yes.
Yes.
Can we dive into what those songs are and what they mean to you?
Yes. The first one is For You. It's the first song that I actually finished and sat down and said, oh, this is a cool song. It's I was at a point where, you know, I didn't know what I wanted to do after school and stuff like that. But I was still in school last year at, yes, my previous school won't mention. And then I just sang about doing things for myself,
mm-hmm.
and learning for myself and what I need to work on, like working out and stuff. So habits, and I've been into self-help and all of those things. So that's about it.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted a place where I could, yeah, say good things and stuff. So things I would journal, you know, those quotes that you read. So I wanted to create a song like that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, when I sing it, I could bless other people and teach them just like I learned from others. So
wow.
Yeah, that's about
awesome.
It's deep. Yeah.
Wow. It's very deep actually. Now we'll be diving into that song shortly. But before we go into an ad break, and I would like to ask you one last question. Now, you've been doing music for about, say, 3 years now, per se.
Yeah.
What is that one thing now that you value with reference to music and being a musician and performing? What is the biggest thing that you value about that?
Sharing. Yeah.
Like your food, Kapana?
No. Sharing music, good music.
Yeah.
And I always love being able to sit down and say, okay, listen. And then they listen and then they smile and then, you know, they dance with me. I just really want to do that. Play for as many people as I can,
mm-hmm.
just to open that space and like give light to them. And, you know, and also that is how I receive that, you know, just being able to be there and share what I've done.
Wow.
So,
awesome.
That's what I value now. The people, actually.
The people. Sharing for the people.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Now we'll be diving into For You, yes?
For You.
That is going to be by Letitia. But first, let's check in with Letsejo.
Imagine cruising and cruising and cruising and cruising the streets in a...
They don't love it. Ooh, you tuned in to Fresh FM 102.9. That is Jack Harlow, as I like to call him, Mr. Jack Harlow. That is They Don't Love It. 12:48, we're still with Letitia in the studio. Hey, Letitia.
Hey.
So about to do some live music, because we do things the right way, and the right way is the
only way.
The live way. Ah, Letitia, come on, get to the memo. How?
Okay.
So we're doing, Letitia's gonna be doing an original song called For You.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we get into it? Let's go.
Also kind of crying, but I've been healing, praying while kneeling. I've made a recipe for my social anxiety. A little bit of love, a little bit of care, a little bit of honesty, just put it everywhere. For you, do it for you. For you. Birds are flying, my ego's dying, and I've been working on, and that's what I'm all about. I've made a recipe for all of my insecurities, yeah. A little bit of love, a little bit of care, a little bit of honesty, just put it everywhere. For you, do it for you. Stand up, look out, and let's have fun in our beautiful Namibian sun. Stand up, look up, and enjoy the fun. Let's have fun. For you.
do it for you. For you.
For you, ladies and gentlemen, that is Letitia. Beautiful, beautiful song, by the way. It's awesome. I love it so much.
I appreciate it.
12:51. Letitia has one more song for us, by the way. What's the name of the next one?
To the Shop.
To the Shop. I'm going to the Shop. Go dive into that one. Yes. Just shortly. But first, it's time for your road report.
It's the Fresh FM Road Report.
It is a beautiful Friday, a good Friday, and the roads are looking swell as far as I'm aware. No accidents or any obstructions have been reported for now. But if you do see something on the road, do let me know. The number is 083-000-1029. That is 083-000-1029. It's almost lunchtime. Do stay safe on the roads.
That was the Fresh FM Road Report.
Ooh, coming straight out of your road report, King Arthur is still here. And Letitia is also joining us in studio. The song you just heard now is an original coming from the Namibian Sun by Letitia. That is for you. Now she's going to be doing another one. And this is my favorite song of hers. Mm-hmm. This one is To The Shop. Can you tell us about this song?
I like walking. And I like going into random shops and just looking around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so the song is just about going to the shop. And listening to music and feeling hot.
Yeah.
And walking and yeah, that's about it. The song really doesn't have any meaning. It just stuck.
Yeah.
Because I was going to the shop because my parents always sent me to the shop. And I hated that. So one day I was like, going to the shop, feeling spicy, now I'm hot. And now, it's a song.
Okay, you can dive straight into it.
Got no money, not a lot, but I got a lot to give. I should really take my receipts. I'm going to my favorite shop, wearing my favorite top. Whether I help foods, where it is clean, whether I options, obviously. And now I'm a little hungry, might buy something I don't eat, but definitely a salad. Let me not forget my wallet. I'm going to the shop, feeling spicy, now I'm high. Ain't got no money, not a lot, but I got a lot to give. I should really take my receipts. Now that I'm here, what do I get? Gotta eat a lot to get fit. I'm standing in the aisle and I'm contemplating for a while. Oh, I'm over my budget, but it's cool. I'm already spending like a fool. That's okay, I'll do it the right way. So I'm going to the shop, feeling spicy, now I'm high. Ain't got no money, not a lot, but I got a lot to give. I should really take my receipts. Oh, to the shop, feeling spicy, I'm hot. Ain't got no money, not a lot, but I got a lot to give. I should really take my receipts. I'm going to the shop.
Yo.
Go into the shop.
That's a beautiful, beautiful, nice and simple song. Letitia, where do we find you?
On Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
As what?
I am Letitia.
Mm-hmm.
L-I-T-I-S-H-A, please.
Awesome.
I am Letitia, yes.
Awesome. Letitia is going to be playing at Acoustic Friday. That's going to be happening at the FNCC next week. That is the 30th of June.
Yes.
Yes. $80. That's a pre-sale tickets, and then $100, $20 penalty when you get to the gate. That was Letitia. Beautiful music, awesome vibes. Also, it's time for me to say my goodbyes as we enter into the weekend. Handing over to Delilah with some fresh lunch. She'll be holding the fort until it's time for some fresh air with Paula and Shaz. And then Jane K comes in to wrap it up with your fresh lounge. So do stay tuned and do not go anywhere because we got you covered all throughout the day. For me, it's adios from Letitia. It's
adios from the me.
Adios from the me.
I'm saying bye. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, Fresh FM.
Exactly. 102.9, Namibia's heart and soul. We've got every